Okay, today is Daf Pei Hey. We're up to Daf Pei Hey at the Mishnah, about 15 lines from the top. Here we go. Hashochet, if someone shechs an animal, v'nimtza treifa, and it turns out it's a treifa, so it's not kosher. You didn't know that beforehand. You didn't know because it was internal. Right. Or hashochet levodas kochavim, or you shecht an animal for avodah zara. We're not supposed to do that. We're talking about a chaya or an oaf now for avodah zara. Hashochet chulin bifnim. You shecht chulin in the Beis HaMikdash grounds. Or the opposite, kachim bachutz. All these things are not edible. That's the bottom line, not edible. Chaya v'of haniskalim, or a chaya or an oaf that have to get skila. Why do they have to get skila? Either they killed somebody, or they're avodah zaras. Right? Remeir mechayev. Remeir says he's still chayev in kisi adam. V'chachamim potrin. And the chachamim say, you're potter. Why are you chayev, why are you potter? So Rashi says, the last Rashi on the Mishnah, Chacham says you putter. The shechita she'ena ru'uya lo shma shechita. A shechita that's not valid. Why is it not valid? Because it's not bringing you to eat the meat. You can't eat the meat from this, from these animals. So therefore, it's not considered a valid shechita. Right? V'af al-gaf. The b'kisui shvicha k'siva. It says shvicha by kisi adam. Afilu hachi asher yochal. It says also that you're going to eat it. U'tamei b'divrei meir mefarash the gemara. What's the mayor's reason that you do kisi adam with these animals? The gemara will explain. Okay? Now, Hashochet, if someone does Shechita, Vinis Navla Biado, and he makes it into Nevela, he botches up the Shechita, and it turns out to be a Nevela, Hanocher, pierce the animal, Hama'aker, some other kind of non-valid Shechita, pulling the Simonim, Patim Ilachasas. There's no Kisei Dam there at all. That's not.
There's no
shechita, but that's different than the first cases of no shechita. The first cases was a real shechita, right. But it was an invalid animal. Here, the shechita was mamish botched up. Different thing. Okay. Amar v'chia bar Abba, Amar b'yochanan, ra'a Rebbe dvarv shal Reb Meir.
When do kisui right after you do the shechita?
What?
When do the kisui right after the shechita? You only find out that it's a treifa.
So let's say you knew it was a treifa beforehand, even. Let's say you knew it was a treifa beforehand. It only had three legs or something. So it's a treifa. So you shechted it anyway. So it's a machlok. Did you see a dam on that? It's a machlokas. The Tana Kama says, the Chachamim said no. Right? Says the Gemara, an interesting thing. Amr b'chia bar Abba, Amr b'yochanan. Roa Rebbe dvarv shal Reb Meir, ba'osav esmano. Reb Meir, Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, who wrote the Mishnah, compiled the Mishnayos, he agreed with Reb Meir about osav esmano. That what? Gesundheit. That shechita that's not valid is a valid shechita for purposes of osav esbeno. Vishanu b'loshen chachamim. So he wrote that as an anonymous chachamim say. Who's those chacham over there? It was Reb Meir. That shechita she'ena yiru'uya is a valid shechita, and therefore yichayev. So if you shech the mother for avodah zarah and then the son regular, yichayev osav esbeno. Why? Shechita she'ena ru'uya, shmei shechita. However, v'dereb Shimon b'kisi adam, but he agreed with Reb Shimon b'kisi adam, that what? That shechita she'ena ru'uya, lo shmei shechita. Right? Therefore, v'shanon b'loshen chachamim. So he wrote over here the chachamim. Who's the chachamim? Reb Shimon. Why did he write the chachamim? It makes it sound like it's like everybody. Why? Because he agreed with it. Reb Yehuda Nasi himself agreed with it. My time of the Reb Meir b'osav esbeno. What's the reason for Reb Meir b'osav esbeno that he said that it's a valid shechita? Why is that a valid shechita? You shecht it for avodah zarah. Why is it valid? So, Amar Bishua ben Levi, shechita shechita mishchut echutz. It's a gzera shava. Right? What's shchut echutz? Shechting a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. Now, it's a shechita she'ena ru'uya, because you can't eat that animal. Nevertheless, it's shmei shechita. It's called valid shechita. You're gonna get meat. You're gonna get punished for that. We said when we did that gemara. Otherwise, there'd be no shechita. If shechita, it wouldn't be anything such a thing called shechut echutz. Says Reb Meir. So you have said anything about shechut echutz? You have said anything about osav esbeno? Af hachanami shechita she'ena ru'uya shmei shechita. And Rebbe agree with that logic. Rebbe agreed with that, it's a good svara. So therefore, Rebbe wrote that, as if the Chachamim said that, like everyone said that, except for, you know, one dissenting opinion. Never Rav Shimon my timer. What was Rav Shimon's reason? By also the Espino, that Shechita is not Roy. Why not? That a Shechita that's not Roy is not a valid Shechita. For example, Yishechta for Avodah Zarah. Why not? Because Amar of Mani Bar Patish, funny, out of left field, did we ever do this source? I don't think so. Gamar, mitavuach tavach v'hachin. When Yosef had the brothers over for that meal, when everybody was a funny meal, because Yosef knew they were the brothers, they didn't know he was Yosef, so he invited everyone for a big suda. And he sat next to Binyamin, right? So he made a suda, so he gave them kosher food. Right. He didn't give them tray food. So the pasuk says, tavuach, mitavuach tavach v'hachin. He prepared the kosher meat. What?
How did they know it was kosher?
The Torah is saying it was kosher.
He came out and said, he said like this.
Huh?
He used the word like this.
Who?
The Torah says it means they pointed to something.
Right, the Torah says it was kosher. The Torah says you could take... I don't trust that Hechsher. Right? The Torah says it was kosher, and then someone says, I don't want to eat. No. So the Torah said it was kosher. So, ma'ala halon shechita shiru'uya. If the Torah is saying it was valid shechita, Afkan shchita ru'uya. So to hear, by Osov Ezbeno, it has to be a shchita ru'uya. What the connection between Yosef and out of left field? So the Gemara is going to ask, Vermeer nami amar, Vermeer nami ligmar mitavuach. Why doesn't Vermeer learn from this vart? That has to be shchita ru'uya. Why doesn't Vermeer learn from this vart? That has to be shchita ru'uya. What's wrong with the source? So dunin shchita mishchita. Ain't done in shchita mitavicha. It's not the same word. It's not the same word. It doesn't say shchita over there. It says tavicha, right? But it might not have kamina. What's that problem with that? Why is that a deal breaker? Hatana deber b'shmol. It says by deber b'shmol to what? Vishav hakohen uba hakohen. That the kohen returning to a house of tzaras is the same the first week he comes back and the second week he comes back. Why is it the same? Because it says vishav hakohen uba hakohen. Make a gzeira shava, right? Zui Shiva, Zui Bia. It's the same requirement, same halachas. When he comes back, he sees, I'm not sure it's Tzaraas, he closes up the house, comes back in a week, all the same rules. So the Gemara says, yeah, Hani Mili, when would we allow a Gzeira Shava with different words? It's only if you have no other Gzeira Shava to make. Hani Mili, Hechad Lo D'Damila. You have no other Gzeira Shava to make. Aval Hechad Ika D'Damila, Medamila Yafina. But if I have a better Xerishava with the same words, I'll make that Xerishava. That's a default. That's a Bidiyevet. Bidiyevet, you have no Xerishava to make. All right, make a Xerishava with two different words. L'chachil to do that? No. Says Reb Meir, therefore I have a Xerishava of Shchita Shchita. So it has to be, Right. That Shchita She'enu Yiru'uya is Shmei Shchita. Reb Shimon nami ligmar mishchut echutz. So how does Reb Shimon learn from mishchut echutz? Why does Reb Shimon learn from Yosef Atzadik of all things, of all places? What kind of gzeirah shava is that? So the answer is, donin chulin michulin, v'ein donin chulin mikadshim. I'd rather learn chulin from chulin. Yosef's, what do you call it, was chulin. Right? Yosef's meal was a chulin meal. Osef Espino is chulin. That's better than learning Osef Espino from mishchut echutz, which has to do with kadshim. Therefore, he learns it out from Yosef, and therefore he holds.
Osef Espino was found in Kachem, right?
Vermeer. Atu Osef Espino, Kachem Milonag. Isn't it found by Kachem too? It's found by Kachem too. Hainu, Dikam Reb Chia, that's what Reb Chia said. Roe, Rebbe, Dvarsh, or Meir, but Osef Espino. So Rebbe liked that Vart of Osef Espino. Vishon of Lashon Chachamim, and he learned it as an anonymous. The anonymous chachamim, like it sounds like it's everybody. The chachamim say everyone says there's a lone sheet to Reb Shimon, but really everyone says otherwise.
What's the right from Yosef?
It's not a riot. It's a gzeira shava.
Just like by Yosef,
he serves kosher meat.
Yeah.
So too, whenever you shecht, it has to be meat that's edible. That's all. And since v'shecht, let's say for avodah zarah, not edible, then you cannot be over Oso Espino, you shecht the sun 20 minutes later.
There was no psul by Yosef. There was just
shecht at a meal. I know, so that's exactly.
That was a
Exactly the point. It was a meal that Yosef made. It says the word tevicha. It's gzeresh tevin, it's shechita, and therefore it's gzeresh shava. It's a funny gzeresh shava because it's not a halachic context at all.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Good. Next, my time under Reb Meir, b'kisi adam. Why does Reb Meir hold by kisi adam in our Mishnah here? Reb Meir said that you're chayiv. If it's a shechita she'eda ru'uya, you're chayiv. Why? Because, 1 second, shechita she'eda ru'uya, you're chayiv. What did he hold before? He held before shechita she'eda ru'uya is shema shechita. Right, he's consistent. Right, we're not consistent. Right, my time is the mayor of B'kisi Adam, that shechita she'eda ru'uya is considered shechita. Amar b'shem lakash, gamar shvicha shvicha mishchut echotz. It's a gzera shavah from shchut echotz. Malahal and shechita she'eda ru'uya shema shechita. Over there by shechita echotz, it's not a valid shechita. Afkan, shechita she'eda ru'uya shema shechita. It's considered a valid shechita. For Reb Shimon, right? Why doesn't he learn out from shchut echotz? The Gemara says, asher ye'ochel ksiv. Because it says, asher ye'ochel. And that's not edible. For Reb Meir, what does Reb Meir do with the words asher ye'ochel? Okay, this is hard. Hahu, he uses those words, limu'ute of tameh hu da'asa. That if you shecht a non-kosher bird, or a non-kosher chaya, you're potter from doing kisi hadam. Does that make any sense? You shecht a non-kosher bird, by the way, you don't have to do kisi hadam on the non-kosher bird. Why? It has to be edible. It has to be kosher. What was the havamina? You have to do kisi hadam on a non-kosher bird? Reb Shimon, of tamei, my taima, the la barachilahu. It's not edible. Treif anami, la barachilahu. Treif also not edible. So what kind of thing is that? Hainu, the amar of chia, rabbi, devar, so Reb Shimon, be kisi hadam. I think that Reb Shimon's right by kisi hadam. That what? That your potter, because it's not a valid shechita, not edible, and therefore you don't do kisi adam on a chaya, you don't do kisi adam on a trefa, on a vodazara, none of these things you do kisi adam, and therefore Rabbi wrote it as the chachamim, like it's everybody. Mishan lashon chachamim. And he learned it as the lashon chachamim. Okay? Good? Not a hard off today.
No, but I don't understand how even where Rameer, the havamina was, doing something that you hired Misa for. But by the way, this, again, Hasra and the whole thing, he does it anyway, but just...
So let me ask you this question. Let's say, someone asked me this the other day. I think my son asked me this. Let's say you don't do kisi adam. Can you eat the meat? Yeah?
Separate thing, isn't it?
Anyone ever answer this question? Sure. You don't do kisi adam. Either you forgot, you didn't want to do it, whatever it is. Mishogi, you made it. Is the meat mutter? We'll get to that later in the week.
Like it was yontif or something, you didn't have the...
No, not yontif. Yeah, I didn't have too lazy.
Right?
To eat treif, not a shechit, that I'm not going to do. Kisi adam, what kind of crazy thing is that? I'm not going to do kisi adam. Right? Someone could say that. It wouldn't be so crazy if someone said that. Can you eat the meat? Is it kosher? If you don't shecht properly, you can't eat it. So it's kisi adam. Where does that fall into the... We'll get to that. Interesting question, right?
Not such an easy
answer.
Not distinguishing between treifa, where you have good intentions and it's a good chicken, you're doing it for chulin, and by the way, what was the treif, versus something where the whole outset of your action is to do something against...
So you're saying the difference between shogeg and amazed. Okay.
Right,
I'm not so sure about that either.
Well,
if it's not good, it's not good. Doesn't make a difference if it's shogeg or amazed.
I'm sure. I'm saying, no. One's regular...
Because if you don't do it, you're not able to access the ability to eat it.
What's that? Was that true?
I don't know.
I don't either know. We'll do it later in the week. I think it's a machlokes. I prepared it already. I just don't remember what the story was. I think it's a machlokes. I'm not sure.
You know it's a machlokes.
Yeah, okay. Next. Amar Abba. Rab Abba says, listen to this tomorrow now. Lo lakol Amar Meir shechita she'en eruya shmei shechita. Not for every halacha under the sun. Did Reb Meir say that a shechita she'ena ru'uya is a valid shechita? Right? Modi Reb Meir, she'ein matir to la'achila. You can't eat it. If it's a shechita she'ena ru'uya, he held it's a shmei shechita. Not for everything. You can't eat it. You shecht the shor haniskol. It's a shechita she'ena ru'uya. You can't eat that shor haniskol. or a chaya haniskol, or a bird haniskol. You can't eat that. So not everything did he say that. Isn't that obvious? Isn't that pshita?
Right.
And not for everything that Reb Shimon say, a shchita she'ena ru'uya is not a valid shchita. After all, Moder Reb Shimon, shemetaharta midei nevela. It won't be a nevela. It won't have tumas nevela. If you shecht a shor haniskol, you're not allowed to eat that. It's a shchita she'ena ru'uya. But you shecht it anyway. Not a nevela of the animal. A tumas nevela. That he agrees it doesn't have. So for not for everything is it shchita she'ena ru'uya lo shvei shchita. Okay? Now we're going to analyze those two statements. Amar Mar. Lo la kol amar meir shchita she'ena ru'uya shma shchita. Right? Not for everything did he say that. After all, Moder Reb Meir, shame atirta b'achila. Now let me eat it. Right? It's a valid shchita for what purposes? Shchute chutz, also of ezbeno, and kisi adam, maybe. Right? Even though you're not going to eat it, you still have to do kisi adam, which is a funny thing. You can't eat it, do kisi adam. But what about eating it? For sure you can't eat it. So pshita, isn't that obvious? B'shchita mi mishtaria, what, you're allowed to eat it? What was the Havamina? What was the Havamina you can eat it? You can't eat it. Oh, not for everything did he say Shechita, She'ena Ru'uya is a good Shechita. You can't eat it. Of course you can't eat it. It's a Pshita. Well, Tzricha, no. The Shai, the question was, listen to this case. Listen to this. Lishchad is a Trefa. You Shechted a Trefa, right? Which you can't eat. U'matzah b'entes chai. And inside, you find an animal, a baby,
alive,
and not only is it alive, it was going to be born in a half hour. So it's mamash full, ready to go. Right? Does that baby need shechita?
It's a bepekua.
But the mother was a treifa. We left the whole parak on bepekua. We never did this case. The mother's a treifa. So you have to do shechita on the baby? So I would have thought, how will the amar of mayor? Shechita she'ena ru'uya. Shma shechita. Shechita she'ena ru'uya is a valid shechita. It's a valid shechita after all. Is the mother it's a treifa? Is it an avela? No. Why? Shechita she'ena ru'uya is a shma shechita. Tihani la shechita's imo. So it's a good shechita. V'lo tiboy shechita. I don't have to do that shechita on the son. It's a ben pekua. Kamash Malan comes along with Abba. No, not for everything did the mayor say it's a good shechita. It's not gonna save the ben pekua. Not gonna do that. You're going to have to bring, you have to have to shecht ben pekua by itself. Okay? For Tispra, is that even true? From Reb Meir, ben pekua ton shechita. Reb Meir didn't offer ben pekua at all. What kind of chiddush was this? He never held from ben pekua. Reb Meir in the ben pekua parak didn't hold from ben pekua at all. Oh, Reb Meir holds that if the mother's a treifa, the ben pekua has to have its own shechita. Of course, he held that even if it wasn't a treifa. Reb Meir held that. He always held that. So what do you mean when you said, not for everything did the mayor say, shechita she'ena ru'uya is a good shechita, after he can't eat it? What do you mean by that? Now, lo tzricha, yeah, the answer is, the Rebbe, savalak k'rab mayor, for savalak k'rab anan. Rebbe has split his shechita. Savalak k'rab mayor, d'amar shechita she'ena ru'uya, shma shechita. A shechita she'ena ru'uya is still called a shechita. Therefore, if you do kisi adam, what? You can't eat it. It's shechita she'ena ru'uya. You can't eat it. But for some reason, you have to do kisi adam.
Right.
For some reason, you have to do that. Rebbe agree with that. However, v'savu lo k'rabanan, the amar, shechitas imo mitarva. So he held the ben pekua, Rebbe. Only Reb Meir didn't hold from ben pekua. He held the ben pekua. The kivan the amar rabanan, shechitas imo mitarva. So since he held that shechitas imo is mitarva, so right, why is it mitarva? So because of ben pekua. So tahavi tahani le shechitas imo, the shechitas imo should work v'loli boi shechita. I shouldn't require my own shechita now. Why? Ben pekua. Kamash Malan comes along with Abba. Not to everything did Rebbe agree with that. Not in this case. Right? Rebbe didn't hold for ben pekua, but Rebbe did. And according to Rebbe, according to Rebbe, even here he would require his own. Forget Reb Meir. There's a whole for Reb Meir, ben pekua. But when he said that not for everything did Reb Meir agree with Reb Meir about Shechita she'ena ru'uya requires a shechita. But he disagreed with the mayor about ben pekua. So now, what if the mother's a treifa and the baby's a ben pekua? You have to give it his own shechita. Because why? Because the mother was a shechita she'ena ru'uya. It's a shmei shechita, but not for everything. Not for this case. Okay? Okay, where are we up to now? Where am I? What? Oh, here we are. Next. Now we said, not that everything did Reb Shimon say, that a shechita she'ena ru'uya is not a valid shechita. Not for everything, because after all, if you do a shechita she'ena ru'uya, it's not an avela.
Right.
It was too much avela. So you can't eat it, because it was a shor niskal or something, but it's not going to be an avela now. If you touch it, you don't get tummy. Right? So that, now we're going to analyze that statement. Everyone following? V'lo la'kol am Reb Shimon shechita she'ena ru'uya lo shema shechita. Not for everything did Reb Shimon say that. Modi Reb Shimon shema taharasa midei nevela. That it's not an avela. It's not an avela. Why is it not an avela? Because you did a valid shechita. Even though it's shechita she'ena ru'uya, it won't let you eat it. Why won't it let you eat it? Because it was a avodah zara. Or something like that. Or it was a treifa, or it was shechuta chutz, something like that. But it's not an avela. So pshita, isn't that obvious? The Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav, the Amar Yehuda b'masnisa tana, it says in the pasuk like this. It says by Tomas Nevela, V'chiyamos min habehema. What's the meaning of chiyamos min habehema? Should say v'chiyamos habehema. When the behema dies, if it happens in a veil, what's the meaning of min habehema? From a behema. What kind of word is that? Right? If behema doesn't make sense, that word. So mikzas behema mitama, a partial, some animals are yitaka mitame, mikzas behema in a mitama, and some animals are not mitame. Not every animal is, like what says, where do we have that? The min means from. Not every animal is a nevela that dies, that drops dead. Not every one. Ezeze, which one's not? Which animals are not a nevela? Ze, trefa, sheshachta. It's a trefa that you shechted. Right? You can't eat it. Why can't you eat it? Because it's a trefa. It's not a nevela. Why? Because the shechita is mitaharasa. Right? So the question is, we know this already. What did Rav Abba say? Not for everything did Rav Shimon say that it's not a valid shechita. It's a valid shechita for purposes of nevela. We know that already. Right? We don't know that already. We don't have the pasuk. Now, Lot Zvicha, lishchot, listen to this. Lishchot es ha-trefa. You want to shech the trefa, v'hi chulin ba'azara. So not only do you shech the trefa, but you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and do it there. So you did two things. Shechting a trefa is not something wrong, it's just not edible. But then you bring the chulin into the azara and do it there. The Tanya, hashochet es ha-trefa. If somebody shechs a trefa, v'chein, hashochet unimtzas trefa, or you shechted and then you found out it was a trefa afterwards because it was internal as opposed to external. Zeh v'zeh, chulin ba'azara, and it's all chulin ba'azara. Question is now, Reb Shimon matir bahana, right? Is this animal mutter bahana? So Rashi says, it's a shechita she'ena ru'uya. Why is it a shechita she'ena ru'uya? Because it's two reasons why. Number one, it's a trefa, and number two, it's chulin and azara. So two reasons why you can't eat it. So Rashi says the shechita she'ena ru'uya lav shma shechita. So v'lo karin and bechulin she'ena ru'uya azara. The bezvicha k'tiv bahu ki'achak v'zavach the brichik makom atazoveach. In other words, since it's a trefa, you can't be over chulin she'ena ru'uya azara. Why? Because chulin she'ena ru'uya azara only applies by a valid shechita, not a valid shechita. Why is it not a valid shechita? Because it's a trefa. So by doing two things wrong, you only did one thing wrong. Right? You hear what's going on? You shechted a trefa. You can't eat it. Since you can't eat it, it's not a valid shechita. So the fact that you did it in the azara, so what? No harm. Not worse. Right? Now, V'chacham omrim. Well, v'cham osrin. V'cham says, no, it's aser b'hana. Why is it aser b'hana? Chulim shishkul b'zos aser b'hana. You can't now go make money in a vera like that. You can't now go sell it to a guy and use it for dog food. You can't do that. So I would have thought, halv amr Reb Shimon, mutar b'hana. Reb Shimon said, no, you're allowed to have hana. Why are you allowed to have hana? Why? Shechit Shein Yeruya is lo shmei shechita, so therefore it was not a valid shechita, so therefore it's not chulim bazara, go ahead and sell it. Since he said that, e alma lav shechita hi, klal, not a shechita at all. Ema midei nevela namilo mitaharasa, mitahara, doesn't even save you from that. Kamash malon, no, it saves you from that. At least you're not over nevela. That's the chiddush.
How do you have a chai for shechita yichus according to Rav Shimon?
We said it's a gzeira shava, no?
We said that.
How you chayev shchut echus according to Rav Shimon? We did that. We did that question when we did also Espino. Yeah. Now, all that seemed to imply that shchute that shchulin in the azara is a daraisa,
right?
That's what it seemed to imply, right? So Amalei of Papa Labaya, the suffer of Shimon. Chulin ba'azara daraisahi? Does Rav Shimon really hold that chulin ba'azara is a daraisa? Right? Amal in, he does. He does hold that. Vadnan, listen to this. Rav Shimon Omer, chulin shenishchitu ba'azara yisrafu ba'esh. A chulin shenishchitu ba'azara, you have to burn it. No hana, you can't get enough from it. You have to burn it. Right? No hana from that. You have to burn it. Okay. If it was also a treifa, then already there was hak, because that was not a valid shechita. But if it was a valid shechita, you have to burn it. V'chein chaya shenishchitu ba'azara. And also a chaya shenishchitu ba'azara, you have to burn. Now, what's going on here? Maybe it could be that chul shenishchitu ba'azara is not a daraisa. And why am I burning it? It's a gzera derabanan. What's the gzera? And maybe I'll eat it. And they come to eat it, and I can't eat that. Right, it's not edible. Why is it not edible? Because the chum made it. Listen, the chum offered it. We don't want you bringing these things to the base of Mikdash. So, could that be possible? It could be possible. But a chaya, what's a chaya doing here in the base of Mikdash? There's no such thing as a chaya that's a carbon. What's it doing here? Nobody. He says over here, and if you bring a chaya to the base of Mikdash, you have to burn it. Why? Why? If Chulin Shenishchitu Ba'azara is a Doraisa, Torah said it. So make a Gzira Atu Chaya. Chaya also not. Even though no one's going to mix up. No one's going to mix up a Chaya with a carbon. But we can make a gzera, any Gzira we want. But if the Chulin Shenishchitu Ba'azara is a Gzira, then what's the Gzira? Don't eat this here because maybe you'll mix it up. Then we're going to make a Chaya also Aser? It's a Gzira with Gzira. What? No, we said no.
No?
I don't think so.
No, because it's not that.
That's by the Kahanim. Here, you come to the base of Mikdash and you bring a carbon and check it. Right? So, V'chid Chaya Shnichata. And a Chaya also. So, E Armit Bishlama Doraisa. If you want to tell me it's a Doraisa, that Chulin Shnichata Bazar is a Doraisa. You have to burn it on a Doraisa level. So then we can say Chaya Atu Behema. Any animal you bring in, even if it's a Chaya, which has no carbon, no carbon on a Chaya, El Iyamit Darabanon, but if you tell me that the whole thing is only Darabanon, that Behema, my Taima, what's the reason why a Behema, you can't bring a Behema, Shchul and Shichadu Bazar, why do you have to burn it? Why do you have to burn it? So you made a mistake, so go home. No, it's a Gzira. Dilma Asi Lamecha Kachin Bachutz. Because if we let you take it home, then you'll think, oh, I can take Kachin also home. And you can't do that. Unless you live in, unless it's Kachin Kalas in Yerushalayim. Oh, I go live in Haifa. That guy did it. They told him he could go home. Why can't I go home? Yeah, because his sheets was Shchutei Chulin Shishu Bazar. He never should have been here. So if you allow you to go home and eat it, people will... He goof a Gzera. It's a Gzera. Vana Nekim Nigra Gzera Gzera? Now we're going to make another Gzera about a Chaya? That we never do. What's someone going to think? The guy brought a deer to the guy brought a giraffe to the Beit HaMikdash, and he shechted it, and telling him he can go eat it at home? What kind of mistake am I going to make? That would make no sense. But if it's a Doraisa, yeah, then we can make any xero we want. I, it makes no sense, then everyone can make a xero. That if you bring a giraffe to the Beit HaMikdash, you can't, you have to, you lose it, you have to burn it, it's so expensive, don't do that. But if it's only the Rabbanon, it's a xero l'xero, it can't be the Rabbanon. So what do you see? To be held, it's a Doraisa. Okay, now if it's a trefa also, this chul and shnichtzu bazara, then what do we say? Then what do we say? If it's a chul and also, it's a shchita she'en eruya, it's lo shmei shchita, right? Therefore, you're not over a chul and shnichtzu bazara, but it still saves you from an nevela. Fine. Okay. Rab Chiya, now back to Kisi Adam. Rab Chiya, nafale yaniva bekitne. He had some kind of worm? Some kind of worm or a...
Moth,
okay. It fell into the flax. The moth fell into the flax. And he wanted to get it out, because the moth was going to destroy the flax.
Right.
So, Asalik HaMed the Rebbe, he came in front of Rebbe, Amalei told him, Shekol Ofa, take a bird, Ushechot al Bubisa Demaya, and shecht it on a pool of water, where the pishton is in, put the pishton in water, in a bowl or something, not a bowl, a trough, yeah. Shecht the chicken over the bowl, let the blood of the chicken go into the bowl, demorach dama, because he's afraid of blood, he'll smell the blood, vishavikle, and then he'll leave the pishton. Okay? Well, it wasn't like blood. What about Kisi Adam?
Yeah.
You're not doing Kisi Adam now. So, Hechi Avad Hachi, how could you do that? For Tani, but we learned. Hashochet v'tzarech l'dam. If you shecht, not because he needs a chicken. No, I need the dam. I need the dam. Hashochet v'tzarech l'dam. Chayev l'chasos. He still doesn't do Kisi Adam. Right? Ketzad yaseh. So what do you do if you need the dam? What do you do? Don't do shechita. Oh, no charo. Either choke it. Oh, okro, or do some kind of removal of the vesh and kill it somehow without doing shechita. Because if you do shechita, you have to kiss your dam. Very simple.
You don't need all the blood for the moth.
What?
You need a little bit of blood.
How do you know?
Yeah, a drop of blood for kiss
your dam. So why didn't he just tell him better advice? Just take a chicken, kill it over the, take any bird. Why do you have to shecht it? For shecht it, you wanted to kiss your dam problems. So kiyasar of dimi, Amar, he said, you're right. Say, trof, Amarle. What he told him was, he didn't tell him to go shecht it. What he told him was, go make it a trefa. Go kill it somehow. That's what he told him. Kiyasa Ravin, Amar, no, he told him something else. Say, nachar, Amarle. He told him, go kill it some other way. Right, the first one was, he told him to make it a trefa. And the second one was, he told him, go kill it some other way. Go, what?
Go, no,
what?
To mess up
the shechita. Say nachar amale.
What is the shear? So it's the same thing.
What is the shear of Kisei Adam? Yeah. We're going to learn about it.
The bottom line is there's no shechita. Either way you learn to do this, there's no shechita.
Correct. So that's the answer. The answer is he didn't tell him to do shechita. Because you're right. If you do shechita, you're going to be stuck with doing Kisei Adam.
Right.
So he told him, don't kill it without doing shechita. But there are two versions of what he told him. Either he told him to make it a trefa.
First and then kill it.
Or he told him, no. No, it's two different answers.
No, they said, go out, render the bird trefa and then slaughter it. It's the first option.
And the second option was, go choke it. So why do you tell them two? Are there two options? Lamanda Omar Tse Tarof. If you hold that he told him to go make it a trefa, my time alo Omar Tse Nachar. Why didn't he tell him, go choke it? Why didn't he tell him that? So, V'chi Tema Kasavar Ein Shechita La'of Men HaTorah. You want to tell me he held, there's no makar for shechita sa'of in the Torah, which there is no makar for that. There's no makar for shechita sa'of in the Torah. Right? V'nechi raso zui shechita so.
And you say malika is not a shechita.
Malika is not a shechita. If you do malika today, you cannot eat that chicken. Right? So, how do you do shechita on a bird? Nechi raso zui shechita so. Kill it any way you want. Choke it, puncture it, shoot it in the head. Doesn't make a difference. You can't get a trefa. Do whatever you want. That can't be right. For Tanya, Rebbe Brisa, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, it says like this, it says in the Torah, Vizavachta, mi bekarcha, umitzoncha, do shechita on your Bakar and Tzon. What's missing? Birds. Ashenasan Hashem Lecha. Kasher Tzivi Sicha. Like I commanded you. What did I command you? Like I commanded you. Where did I command you?
Doesn't this prove that your original question that you cannot eat something that you can cover up?
Why?
You just said it. Choking, don't, whatever you want, but you can't eat it.
Oh, but then you can do kisiyadam. Mm-hmm. Excellent point. It's a very good point. We'll get to that later in the week. Excellent point. He's a raya. That if it's not edible, you don't have to do kisi. You still have to do kisi adam. You don't have to do kisi adam.
Right.
It's a riot, right? Excellent, excellent, good point. At least he's awake. So what do you mean? What do you mean kasher tzivisicha? Like I commanded you already. We did Hashem command them. The mitzvah of shechita is in Parashas Re'eh. There's no other place. We did Hashem command it already. So Rashi says on the bottom, michlal. This is an unbelievable Rashi. That Hashem taught Moshe Hilchas Shechita sometime. Because you never find that in the Torah.
By anything.
You never find it in the Torah. You do find it by Karbanos.
Yeah,
that's true. Shachat, the whole right. Karbanos, it does say that. It says Rashi, you never find it anywhere. It says Kashet Zivizich, like I commanded you. Now, Malameh, Shenitztava Moshe Alveshev Alakana. That Moshe was taught all Hilchas Shechita. L'chora, Hilchas Shechita by birds too. V'rov echad ba'ov, v'rov shnayim b'behema. So therefore what? Right? So therefore, why did he say tarof? Why didn't he just say nachar? Why did he have to say Tzei Tarov, which is really two stages? Because first you have to make it into a treifa, then you have to kill it.
Right.
So just shoot it in the head, put everyone out of their misery, and then you can do, and then you get rid of the moths. So the Gemara says, Lo mi baya kamar. Lo mi baya Tzei Nachar. I didn't have to even say that. The lav shechita hi klal. It's not even shechita. Aval Tzei Tarov, right? Ema shechita she'ena ru'uya shma shechita. That's Shechita She'ena Ruya. V'liboy kisui, kamash malan, k'derebi chiyabar abba, hiltzuk of chiyabar abba, that Shechita She'ena Ruya does not require kisi adam. Okay? We'll do two more lines. Ulamanda omar, tzei nachor, my taima, lo omar tzei tarof. Why didn't he say it that way? V'chi teima, k'zavar Shechita She'ena Ruya, shema Shechita, tzival Shechita, v'rv chiyabar abba, v'rv yachanan, Ra Rebbe Devarav Shal Reb Shimon B'Kisi Adam U'Shal Loshen Chachamim. That what? The Yenachai of B'Kisi Adam, which is why he made it as the anonymous people, like it's everybody. So why didn't he say that? Again, Lo Mi Boya Kamar. Lo Mi Boya Tzei Tarov. I don't even have to mention Tzei Tarov. The Shechita She'ena Ruya Lo Shema Shechita. Avol Tzei Nachor Ema Ein Shechita L'Of Men HaTorah V'Nechivas Adu Yishchidu Shechita. So there is no Shechita by birds. V'liboy kithui, kamash malan. No, no one holds that. Kasher tzivisicha. We learn from kasher tzivisicha that a shechita she'ein a ruuya, that there is a shechita by oath, and therefore that's why he said it like that.
How many days of no shechita from the Torah by
Mm-hmm.
There's no shechita by oath.
By birds. Yeah. All right. So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.